Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned
in. Fort McMurray.
Well, as people in Fort McMurray are going to watch it,
I guess.
And then you can talk to anybody as they come in. Like, it's just a toast. Like, yeah.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Come join us every Saturday from 7 till close at Avenue Eatery and Cafe to play board games and help raise money for the Stollery.
And we are back. As you can tell, I'm not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show. I'm on vacation. I'm in Tucson, and I'm here with the local shop owner who's going to tell us all about what his shop is about and who he is. So on that note, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Well, hello, my name is Peter Reese. This is my shop, Lizia Native Arts. I am a Native American art shop here in Tucson, Arizona, located in Old Town Artisans. Here we sell lots of local pottery, jewelry, let's see, ceremonial, like kachina dolls and rattles, all made from different tribes like Navajo, Hopi, Zuni.
Okay.
A lot of the southwestern tribes.
Cool.
Not much of the northern or eastern tribes.
And how long have you had the store here for?
This store has been in this location for about 10 years, but we've had this business for about 20.
Okay. Now, where we're from in northern Alberta, we have a big indigenous population up there as well. And so it's interesting to come down here and see how similar some of, like, you guys' artwork and what, and like some of the clothing and stuff that you have is so close to what we have in Fort McMurray as well. So have you ever had a chance to travel outside of this area and see other indigenous populations?
Not out of the Southwest, but I really would like to go to like Canada and figure out like what other tribes did up there.
Yeah.
My tribe is Paiute and my area is mainly Nevada.
Okay.
And so even living here and a lot of the desert tribes did a lot of different things, but also similar stuff from what my tribe did. We did a lot of basket weavings.
Okay.
Here, the only tribe that I know that does baskets is the Tohono-O'odham tribe here in Tucson.
Okay, okay. And how many tribes like are indigenous or located in this area then?
Here in Tucson, we have two of them. We have the Tohono-O'odham, which have a reservation, and the Pascua-Yaqui, which have a reservation.
And is it like a large population?
I would say it's for like any average city, there's a larger population of Native Americans here.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now you keep saying something that we're not allowed to say in Canada anymore, like Native American. So, like, how do you guys like? So, it's Native Americans. What other names do you go by?
Well, here, depending on who you talk to, a lot of the older generation here go by Indian American or Indian still.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But you guys in Canada don't.
You're not allowed to say that.
No. Really?
No.
Unless you are.
Unless you are. If you are, you can say whatever you want.
We're at Aboriginal right now.
No, Indigenous.
Indigenous. Oh, we've moved past Aboriginal.
Yeah, it's Indigenous now. So
it's Indigenous.
You say Indigenous, and otherwise it's not appropriate to say anything else. So
I also
you're
heard First Nation.
First Nation. You can say First Nation still. Yeah, you can say First Nation. Indigenous.
Can't say Native though.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That is different.
It is different.
Never heard that.
Oh yeah.
I prefer being called Native American.
Okay.
But
interesting.
Makes sense. You're native to the land.
That's right.
Yeah.
Listen, you can say. I'm not gonna. So, yeah. No, that's cool. It's different. Like it's an invisible line, Canada and America. But like, what you're allowed to say versus what you're not allowed to say.
Yeah.
That switches up sometimes.
That is really interesting.
Yeah. So you're obviously very in tune with your indigenous culture down here then. So has that been something that like your family fostered with you, or is it something that you just like said, you know what, this is who I am and I want to promote it? Like, how did that work for you?
Well, I grew up into it, obviously, being Native American.
That's right.
So we stayed as traditional as possible.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up on the reservation, though. I'm what you call a city native. I grew up in the city, like anyone else.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit harder for me to keep into my culture.
Right.
So when I became an adult, I indulged into it more and kind of like grasped my identity. And,
That's right.
And
yeah,
pretty much just became more aware of myself that I have this side of me that I should.
That's right. You know. So in this area, like, this is a big thing, but is there more, how do I say this without being a jerk? Like, when it comes to the indigenous population of America, like, you have a congregated amount here. Throughout the country, do you have more?
There's lots of different, like Arizona has a pretty big population of Native Americans, especially because the Navajo reservation is in northern Arizona. It's
right.
The biggest reservation in all of America.
Yeah.
But Oklahoma just recently gave like the majority of the Oklahoma state back to the Native Americans.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's like 75% of the state is now back to the natives.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
really
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, the one thing I know from watching television shows was, when you guys have like your reservations and your land, there's a lot of different businesses and organizations that you're allowed to have on them. I've never been to America, so like, what is it like on a reservation in America?
A lot of it is pretty much just being in a giant neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because that's just what it feels like.
Right.
It's just one big neighborhood.
Yeah.
Everyone's your neighbor and stuff.
Yeah.
But as far as businesses goes, I know in Nevada, I know here in Arizona this didn't happen, but in Nevada, our reservation was able to have a pot dispensary way before the rest of the city was able to.
Right.
So that they was dictate cool. their own state laws in Nevada, right?
I'm not sure.
I'm fairly certain like the natives in Nevada have dictatorship over their own state law. And like, you can't be arrested on treaty land if you're breaking a state law that is not a law for that band.
Oh,
interesting. That is so cool.
Tanner
that's
is
something
a
I should
wealth
know.
of information. No, listen, Tanner comes up with tons of information we don't know about. Hey, former Murray people, how you doing? That's right. We're just filming the podcast. Do you want to film one with us later on while we're down here? Okay,
sure.
I knew you would say yes.
Absolutely.
All right.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, we have people coming in now from Fort McMurray, and so this is your business, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. But before I cut you loose today, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera lights. Have fun.
All right, everyone, if you ever get a chance, come visit us here at Lizzie Native Arts in Tucson, Arizona. My name is Peter. I'd be happy to see anyone that comes in and sees this video. Let me know if you saw this video, and yeah.
Oh, look
awesome.
At this.
There we go. All right, well, for McMurray, the rest of the world, once again, thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our sponsors today. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody's having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.